Well, if I were to begin with a cat poem, you wouldn't be surprised, I think. But it's not good to be too predictable. So this one is about our dog. The title is Air Cubby, but think Air Jordan. Air Cubby. Cubby flunked obedience school. Barked at a toad all day, all week. Rolls and stuff the deer have left behind. We wonder what's inside his head. Today, a Labrador is visiting next door. It's two, perhaps, trim and sleek. They sniff across the fence line, peel out at some silent signal canines share, race along the fence. The lab is fast, a blur of black, tail a wag, red tongue flinging slobber to the wind. But Cubby doesn't run. He leaps. He soars. He is ballet. He woofs encouragement over his shoulder. Up and down the property line, obsidian, Olympian, ivory, danseur. Again and again, until at last the lab labors, slows, flops into a heaving, panting heap. Its tail thumps feebly. Cubby prances, false starts and turns. Come on, come on, in dog. The lab limps home. Cubby bounds across the yard, an off-white eagle soaring back through deepening dusk. Pure joy must lie in doing what you were precisely made for. I wrote my second poem whilst eating breakfast on my porch. It's entitled, excuse me, Morning After Rain. Tattered cotton balls the cosmic cats have chewed race across the pale blue sky toward Tallahassee. My neighbor's apple tree is leaking last night's storm in dollops. In wisps of steam, the fence between us bakes and dries. Dawn, through newly laundered air, streams through shreds of a half-remembered nightmare night, the crash, the ragged slash, the heartbeat missed as silhouettes of treetops thrashed, then blindness. A sunbeam slides along a gossamer that baby spiders sailed upon. It glistens on the cedar tips. Like diamonds in the apple tree, it glitters. One droplet on a leaf glows emerald, then gold, and finally ruby red before it leaps. Leaflets gleam more brightly than the roses. The loveliness, the warmth upon my face, I could live forever here. But then the voice that grumbles from the edge of everything, forever? Ha! Show me something permanent. The sun? A match lit on a windy street. On you? A sailor's tale inscribed on icicles. Oh yes, there's that. But look, that flash of flaring wings. A goldfinch landing on a coneflower. He flutters in the sunlight as it sways. He takes my breath away. And finally, of course, the end, although it isn't a light one. The end was a thick, soggy mat of algae, sickly green on a smelly ditch. Before the algae, the brook looped and trickled through the meadow. Clear water gurgled over pebbles. Frogs leaped from grassy banks. Minnows flashed in the pools. Then the backhoes came. Some farmer sent them, a rich guy upstream with connections. Had a swamp to drain. There's money in black dirt onions over-fertilized. And so, the straight dead ditch, the stinking gummy mat. But the beginning, 3 billion years ago, looked the same. Algae and bacteria soaking up the young sun's light in tidal pools, sucking sulfurous air, sighing oxygen out. No frogs, no fish. They had to wait for better air. And maybe they'll return someday, in 1,000 years, or 1,000,000. The brook is oozing through a pipe today, beneath a stamping plant's sulfurous fumes, under some trailers in a used car lot. The air has gone ugly again. The fish are dead. The cars, the homes, are rusting away, returning the iron that fell from the seas when the sun-loving single-celled swarms, inhaling, exhaling, in gummy green mats for 1,000,000,000 years, had finally made air fit to breathe. Perhaps they'll do it again. Our next speaker is Christine Pazinski.